dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Yes, sir. And I'm doing my share, brother. How about you? Are you supporting us at rbnlive.com? I hope so, for all of our sakes. Talk about that a little bit later. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. And yes, indeed, I'm filling in again today in the next 2 hours for my dear friend John Stadtmiller. He's the head of the ship here, you know, and he needs your support. He's coming back Monday. Hotter than hell. Welcome to the program, the National Intel Report. And we have two guests with us tonight in the next 2 hours, both talking from his and her own perspective on the invasion of the United States with the collusion of the Bush administration, collusion of Democrats in Congress, and collusion of most of the major media. Invasion USA spells the destruction of USA. With me in the first hour is none other than Barbara Coe. Barbara represents, I believe, the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, among other groups. Is that right, Barbara?
Yes, it is, Rick, and it's a bit of a misnomer because it says California Coalition when actually we are now a national organization.
Yeah, right. Excellent. You are nationwide,
yes,
and tonight
sir.
You are having your important monthly meeting, I believe. Whereabouts? At what time?
In Garden Grove at the corner of Chapman and Gilbert in Garden Grove. And it's a women's club, and if any of your listeners live out here, they can call for directions at our toll-free number, which is easy to remember, 877-NO-ILLEGAL.
I like that. 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Now, you're in Southern Cal or Arizona. Where are you?
No, I'm in Southern California in Huntington Beach.
All right, right in that area. Now, I know we've got listeners from all over that area, all over the Southwest, the West, and, of course, the South, and even parts of North and Northwest that call the program, Canada, everywhere. So I know there are a number of people that are listening to us right now who would love to attend that meeting and would love to get to work now. While there is yet still time, I hope, to deal with this crisis that we are facing in America today. And we're going to spend the next hour talking about it. And then in the second hour, Barbara, your good buddy and mine, John Clark, will be with us to follow up where you leave off.
Okay.
All right. John Clark represents Americans for Immigration Reform. He's a videographer, filmmaker, and, of course, he is fighting the good fight. So right now, hop on the lines. You want to speak about the invasion? Get on board. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its 5th year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
For Real Talk Radio, you're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And I'm Rick Adams, filling in today again for John, who'll be back Monday. And our guest in the first hour, again, is Barbara Coe. Barbara, of course, is having a meeting of her organization tonight. And Barbara, we've already got people waiting to speak to you, but before we go back to our phones, let me ask you, what is on the agenda tonight?
Our keynote speaker, Rick, is a wonderful man who's been on the front lines of halting this out-of-control illegal alien invasion. Mm-hmm. He's California Assemblyman Ray Haynes, and he has come up. He is the author and proponent of an absolutely fabulous initiative, which is actually going to be a constitutional amendment. And this stipulates that there will be a California Border Police Force. It will be a state police force, mm-hmm. just like the Chippies out
mm-hmm.
here,
yes.
established in the state constitution and under the authority of the governor. Be authorized to patrol the borders and enforce all federal immigration laws statewide, including, and this is so important, laws against corrupt employers who knowingly hire illegal aliens.
Mm.
And the bottom line is that this initiative, we're going to work ourselves tirelessly to get it on the ballot, will save at least $10 for every $1 it costs, because right now, California is paying over $4 billion, that is with a B, dollars every year for these illegal aliens in our state for their benefits, which, of course, citizens, the vast majority, are denied.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you're basically doing what you'd be doing with border states that border California. Mexico is a state bordering California, and essentially this resolution or this bill in the assembly would do just that, continue to enforce it with the border of Mexico.
Absolutely. And we are so excited about it, Rick, because this could be such an incredible vehicle for not only the security of the state of California, but national security to stop illegal alien smugglers, including drug smugglers and terrorists, from crossing into our state.
Now,
and of course, again, that affects the entire nation. And we feel it is the primary key toward not only California security, but national security. And we have the full support of Congressman Tom Pancredo.
What is the spelling of Assemblyman Ray Haynes' last name?
Last name is H-A-Y-N-E-S.
Okay. All right. Now, how does Arnie feel about all of this?
Arnie has not made a statement about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are looking to him. We do believe that there will be support. Because, as you well know, our own Jim Gilchrist out here, our CCIR mm-hmm. member, Jim Gilchrist, mm-hmm. was the founder of the Minuteman Project.
Yes.
And
yes.
He worked along with Chris Simcox in Arizona. We are so proud of him. And I'm sure you have probably heard that Governor Schwarzenegger lauded the efforts of the Minuteman and has also advocated securing the border. So we are thrilled. Obviously, the illegal alien contingent is attacking him brutally,
mm-hmm.
and we are counterattacking, telling him that he has our total support.
All right. Well, now it's time for the action to match his rhetoric and verbiage, and we'll see what he does. How about the chances of this measure in the California Assembly?
Is not a bill. It's
mm-hmm.
an initiative,
mm-hmm.
People's initiative.
So the voters will be able to put it on the ballot.
I beg your pardon?
They'll be able to put it on the ballot.
Well, we're going to work tirelessly
okay.
to make sure we get the nearly 600,000 signatures necessary to do that.
Right, right. More than 500,000 in your state. We don't have that out here in Rhode Island. We don't have voter initiative yet. We've been trying to get it for 25 years, and of course, the special interests keep fighting it rather effectively as well. All right, let's go to the phones. People are waiting to speak to you, and I've got a number of issues to bring up. We're speaking about the Invasion USA, and the number is 800-313-9443. Rick Adams for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Roger in Pennsylvania, you're welcoming to the program. Hello there.
Hi, Roger.
Yes, thanks, folks. If I could beg your indulgence for one minute, shouldn't be much more than that,
right.
Toll-free
okay.
number and high-test talking points to defeat the CAFTA bill. We have maybe maximum 15 minutes to call in to oppose this, maybe miss a couple minutes of the show.
Sure, I understand.
Okay, now you tell them this is Roger. You'll hopefully recognize me as the biggest mouth on talk radio here locally on several stations and the most articulate. And now is the true libertarian stream Austrian school economists point out, like Ludwig von Mises Institute, this CAFTA treaty is nothing more than a trade protection racket for the well-connected.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't the American Enterprise Institute and all those Heritage, et cetera, were financed with $100 million budgets from the multinationals.
Mm-hmm.
We well know this. We understand the fix is in. And also, because of the Codex Alimentarius compliance requirements of the CAFTA treaty, I believe it's in Section 6, Therefore, we will no longer be able to get our vitamins at anything less than watered-down, worthless, hundreds of dollars a bottle and requiring a doctor's prescription. So you please pass on to Senator Congressman such-and-so for me that if he fails to persuade his fellows to vote down this debacle CAFTA treaty, that I'll be camping out on his congressional offices and on his home front lawn to die when I can't get my vitamins. Now, listener caller, if that's too effective language for you to use, then by all means, don't use it.
Well, the vote is coming up, I understand, and the pressure is on.
Yeah,
I've heard all the neocon talk shows are promoting it, Limbaugh, Hitchcock, all of them. They're the big papers, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, they're all on the bandwagon. We've got to pass it. It's going to mean cheap sugar, plenty of chocolates coming into the country. Get aboard, ladies and gentlemen.
The toll-free, 877-762-8762. Again, 877-762-8762. And Congressman such-and-so, please, you're connected. Call locally as well. God bless you all. Over and out.
Thank you, sir. All right,
absolutely. May I interject here?
Surely you may, Barbara.
The coalition has been fighting this open borders. It's a so-called trade agreement. It is also an open borders agreement. We've been fighting it like tigers. And the bottom line is quit being polite. Just simply call your representative and tell them if they support this treacherous, treacherous CAFTA that they have lost your vote and any future financial support. That's about the only language these people understand.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Very good. Go thou and do likewise, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take the next call. Joe in Oregon, you're on the program with our guest, Barbara Coe.
Yes. One thing about Codex, it's a very nefarious idea. But if you can hear the radio, I'll turn it off real quick. I forgot to turn it off.
We can hear you okay right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the other thing is about I want to interject here with Tom Cruise. I don't have television, but one of the reasons he was attacked is a lunatic that belongs to Scientology, and I have nothing to do with Scientology whatsoever. But he's really on target about psychiatry, psychology, the drugs. Even Ron Paul wrote about the nefarious aspects of the new psychiatric evaluation of all school children for see if they're able to get prescription drugs into them. But the fact of the matter is the history of psychiatry and drugs from Francis Farmer to Marilyn Monroe to Judy Garland. Look what the psychiatrists did to these women and what was done to them. I mean, the thing is, Tom Cruise got attacked because the one group of people that control the field of psychiatry and these pharmaceuticals, it wouldn't be hard for anyone to find out there. And it's really a crying shame because it's done more hurt and damage to our country than it has benefited us whatsoever. It is a very nefarious field in itself. And they're going after this Codex thing to start messing with herbs and vitamins is sick because more people are killed and hurt with prescription drugs every year than has been hurt by some fool ODing on vitamin A or something in the last 50 years.
Yeah, they have no argumentation, no logic. It's just big money once again trying to bring the world closer together with no borders. And it all ties in with what we're talking about today, about a country that has no borders, a country that is part of a regional globalist one world grid, and that is what we have to impress upon people. It is part of the globalist agenda. It can only hurt us as Americans, constitutionalists,
right,
and our very livelihoods now are at stake.
Right. Rick, one last quick thing.
Go ahead.
If you can look at Google and type in the preface for this book, type in the word preface, culture of critique. That's preface, culture of critique. That's all you need to type in to get the preface for this book by Dr. Kevin MacDonald, and it will really explain the origins of the mess that we're in right now.
All right, I understand. Thank you for your call, Brother Joe. All right, Randy, Gene, Bob, Margie, you'll all be next. Stay tuned. Barbara Coe is our guest, and she's with California Coalition for Immigration Reform. We'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back again. Rick Adams filling in for John Stadtmiller, Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the National Intel Report, and in a few minutes when we hit the bottom of the hour, when we come back, I do want to continue to mention the importance of this fund drive, this pledge drive, if you will, to overcome the little hump in the road that's not so little for us right now at this particular juncture. So we'll do that in a few minutes, and we'll continue to support the growth and expansion of this very vital facility. Because as you've just heard, all the big globalist-owned media outlets, every one of them that I know of, is pushing for CAFTA, just as they have with FTAA, just as they have with WTO, NAFTA, the whole nine yards, and they are also largely behind the porous borders. And Barbara Koh is our guest. Barbara, let's go back to the phones and take more calls. Are you ready, Barbara?
You bet I am.
Okay, and let's see. Gene in Texas, you are on the program right now. Hello, Gene.
Hi, Gene.
Hello, Barbara. Barbara, as you know, I'm sure that the problem is that a lot of the politicians have to have a lot of money to run for office. They get this money from, of course, people that have a lot of money. And the people that have a lot of money are the ones wanting these illegal aliens to come across the border for cheap labor for them domestically and in their businesses and corporations.
Absolutely. We're subsidizing their payroll.
Yes, and so you have a problem when you try to get anything done politically, because these politicians are in the hip pocket of these wealthy individuals and corporations that want these illegal aliens for cheap labor. So you have a problem in trying to get anything done politically because of that. I heard that it costs about $2,000 for a coyote to take a Mexican across the border. Who do you think that Mexican has $2,000? No. It comes from the wealthy people that want these people over here for cheap labor, give big money to these politicians to run for office. This is true all over the country, especially though the southwestern states, and even here in Texas, of course. Does your group advocate bringing our military home from overseas and putting them on the border to protect this country, which they're supposed to do?
Absolutely, absolutely. You look at our military, they are strung all over the world in places that do not need them. Do not need them. Bring them home. Put them on our border. We're talking about a life-threatening situation, which I'm sure I need not expand on, when we look at the thousands of lives that have been lost not only to the terrorists, but the illegal alien criminals and drug smugglers that have been welcomed into our country by our president and other corrupt elected officials.
The taxpayers, the hardworking taxpayers have to support. Mm-hmm. That's an atrocity, as you know. Now, one more item. There is no real war against terrorism as long as you have open borders. That's the bottom line, period, end of discussion. There is no real war on terrorism, as the Bush administration says, as the Democrats say, if you keep your borders open. And I mean with Canada as well, with Mexico. Right after Pearl Harbor, the first thing the U.S. government did was close the borders with Canada and Mexico. They put military on the west coast out there, on the east coast. And why has not this been done if there is a real war on terrorism now?
Well, I think you know the answer.
Because there isn't any real war on terrorism. Homeland Security is nothing but another bad joke, even worse than the bad joke called the war on drugs, on the American people. And these corrupt politicians are doing this for their own personal gain. And we're looking at the leader of the New World Order globalists to abolish our sovereignty and to hell with how many of us die. And that's called the fish stinks from the top.
And
thank you for your call.
These same people are against Christianity, too. It's a war against Christianity,
Gene,
also.
Gene, you hit a lot of hot points. Thank you. Very good. Very good call. I appreciate it. Before we go to Randy, Bob, and Todd, and others, how well do you know, if at all, do you know Jerry Brewer? Barbara?
I do not know the name.
Well, he's vice president of Criminal Justice International Associates, a global risk mitigation firm, and he has a column circulated in much of the nation's press today, mm-hmm. and it was entitled Stop the Border Violence in our own local paper. Basically, he's talking about the Border Patrol agents wounded near Nogales, Arizona, ambushed and shot by assailants dressed in black commando-type clothing.
Right.
More than 50 rounds were fired at the agents to aid the perpetrators escape. One apparently remained behind and used a portable radio to pinpoint the agents' location for snipers hidden nearby. And authorities say the gunmen fled using military-style cover and conceal tactics, while investigators later found commando clothing and other equipment and so on. He's drawing this to our attention as well as what's going on in Texas now. So we'll talk about this and how bad the situation is getting out of hand when we return. Barbara Coe, our guest. I'm Rick Adams for John Stabmiller. Stay tuned.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Tune in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Yes, indeed. It's real talk radio like you won't hear anywhere else, right here at rbnlive.com. I'm Rick Adams. This is the time now. Take a few moments, just a few brief moments, to remind all of our listeners that right now this network needs to eliminate some $20,000 in bills that came upon over the summer. John had an accident, as you know, and really the need is great right now. Some of you have been calling in. I wish it were more. I don't know how many, but I know one thing. I am going to be PayPaling a gift myself to the network, and all it takes is just a handful of people giving a few dollars apiece. And you can do that in a number of ways. Go online, rbnlive.com, follow our wonderful website, and join the pledge drive. Right there, just click it on, and you'll see pledge drive to promote the network, to help continue to support us financially, in addition to the obvious growth that John would like to see take place after this particular crisis is over with, and grow in sales and advertising and, of course, in many ways. So it's important you get on and do whatever you can. If you can't do very much, that's all right. Just think, all you need is a few hundred people doing $10 apiece, $5 apiece, $20 apiece. That's all. And there are literally tens of thousands of people listening to our voice right now. Also, you can call the network and get on the phones right now. 800-724-2719. Again, the number. Jot it down. 800-724-2719. And just follow the instructions. We need your help right now. And this is, you know, this is no joke. This is no put up. This is a very serious thing. We have to get over this crisis and continue to raise the level of awareness. You're seeing all these issues now come to the fore. CAFTA coming up as we speak. The debates raging in Congress. The states getting restless, fighting back because the federal government is doing everything but what it is supposed to be doing, and that is protecting our borders. Again, support rbnlive.com. It's very important. All right. Our number here, toll-free on air, is 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams filling in today for John Stadtmiller. We'll be on again tonight at 8 o'clock Central. So don't miss us. In the next hour, we'll also be joined by John Clark, who is also one of those videographers. He's a documentary filmmaker, and he's a rower at the oars on this Invasion USA we're speaking about. Let's go back to the phones. Randy, you've been hanging on a long time. Randy from Tennessee. Hello there.
Hey, Rick. I'm originally from California. I'm a retired peace officer from out there. I'll tell you what, if they got rid of the 33% they had in the prisons out there, they'd save a lot of money on the diseases and the drug-resistant TB and all that stuff they're bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
But Tennessee's a guy up here named Phil Valentine, whose dad used to be a congressman. He's got a radio talk he's a talk show host. He's leading the charge now with a thing that's called Demagnetize Tennessee, where they're going to take everything away from them. And if these liberal judges and politicians want to jump in, we're going to throw them out of office, but we'll pass a constitutional amendment. That's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
What we're working on right now out here in California, Randy, and I couldn't agree more, because not only the cost of their crime in dollars, nobody stops to think about the cost, the human sacrifice, the devastation of families by these criminals. And out here in California, there is hardly ever a day that passes that we do not see. And I only take two newspapers, and there is hardly ever a day that we are not given a report by these heinous crimes by these illegal aliens. Yeah, they're seeking a better life, all right, at the expense of our lives. So we've got to fight back like tigers all through our nation, and I sure hope you'll decide to join us.
Okay, Randy, thanks for your call. By the way, tonight, you are having a meeting in Southern Cal, and those who are in the neighborhood would like to drop by and join your meeting, which is monthly tonight. They'll have a chance to hear the assemblyman, and that's Ray Haynes from California, speak at your particular meeting. How can they do that again? The number? 877. What was it? No illegals. Is that right?
Right. It's toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Also, our wonderful champion, Jim Gilchrist, is going to be with us tonight, so they can get a chance to meet him also.
And what time is this now in California?
7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
All right. Very good. Excellent. Let's go to the phones again. 800-313-9443. And hello, Bob in Michigan. You are on the program.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, yes. As far as the borders, I heard on the news where they finally realized that these insurgents are coming across the borders, so they're going to seal the borders, or Iraqi borders. Now, why aren't they doing that in California, you know, in Texas and Arizona?
Right.
And you're right about the troops being over there. They're Italy eating pasta and drinking wine.
Yes.
With our dollars. I'm still a firm believer in the vote, even though they got electronic voting. These people have enough sense. They'll get out and vote these incumbents out, except for guys like Ron Paul and this Valentine and good people who are working for the people of this country.
Right.
I belong to the Constitution Party, and I think it's a little bit too early.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We got to get these incumbents out of there. And as these people on the four bordering states, our Constitution says we have the right for militia. In fact, anybody, man, that's the right age that isn't a militia is a violation of the Constitution. Get something going with the militia. Get them on that border. We're going to get a response from our government, I'm sure.
Well, our government has already condemned our incredibly courageous Minutemen. I'm sure you've heard that they have been fired upon. Also, the pro-illegal advocates tried to run some of them down. And also, they have been attacked with rocks from across the fence at the border. And also, one of the primary leaders of this violent, violent group of people, known as Armando Navarro, kicked, unfortunately, he chose the wrong person. It was an aide of one of our California senators, and charges have been filed for assault. So we are fighting back. But I'll tell you right now, these people are so incredibly courageous. They're down there. They are down there every day, every night. And they will die on their feet before they will submit on their knees to these traitors that are supported by our own federal government.
And you know, also, I might interject, you know, we get calls from people who have said they have already sold their homes or moved out of their apartments in Southern California. They are now moving north, Northern California, Washington State, and many of them just feel that that is going to help them ward off this problem indefinitely. I don't think it is. Quite frankly, I think that's the wrong attitude, and I'm not judging them, but I think, quite frankly, as you've just said, Barbara, we're either going to have to fight them right where we are,
right
on the border, or we're going to run and hide, and that's not going to win.
That's right. We call these people cowards, and they have no place in our organization. They really don't. They really don't. You either stand and fight or, just like I said, bend on your knees to these people, and we do not condone that at all. Our bottom line is stand and fight. We're looking at the next American Revolution, I do believe.
Hallelujah.
Because I don't think there's any way other than that, other than to get these corrupt elected officials out of office, that it is going to be resolved. And when we look at the CFR and George Bush and all the New World Order globalists, that's exactly what they're leading us into, to abolish our sovereignty. And we are not going to stand quietly by and this happen. Not in a million years.
Well, amen.
$300 buys a assault weapon. They call it what they call an assault weapon, and 1,000 rounds of 7.62x39. $300.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need down there. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Bob, I appreciate your spunk, your courage, and your guts, and that's what we need more of right now. This is the flashpoint issue, the so-called illegal immigration issue, the invasion USA. If nothing else is going to wake Americans up, this is going to have to be the issue, I believe, and I think it is having a tremendous awakening experience across this nation now, as we have never seen, Barbara.
Absolutely, and if you give a pickin' damn about your children and your grandchildren, you will stand up and be counted now. And if you are physically incapable of joining the Minuteman, we are putting out an alert for the National Minuteman Organization, headed by Chris Simcox and approved by Jim Gilchrist. If you cannot volunteer physically, that's okay. You can surely pick up a pen and write a check.
And how can they do that? Where do they send the check to you or to the organization?
Not to our organization, to the Minuteman organization.
Yeah. And how can they do that? Can they call a number or just make it out to an address?
I've got I've got the phone number right here. I wasn't prepared to
this. All right. Well,
right
listen,
now,
listen. Well, look, we've
just
got.
Just give me a second.
Sure, sure.
Make the check out to the National Minuteman Organization.
Yep, yep.
And that will go to Chris Simcox.
Mm-hmm.
Address, P.O. Box 1579, Tombstone, Arizona, 85638. Or a quick call to him, which might be easier for people. Very quickly, area code 520-457-3008.
Okay, we'll repeat that throughout the broadcast. Very good. Let's take more calls right now. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm Rick Adams for John Stapmiller and Todd in Kansas. You've been waiting a while. Hello, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
How you doing, Rick and Barbara? You know, I've been working 25 years under this godforsaken economy, you know, 10 mm-hmm. years on my own and all of it under NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I can see it doing if they shove this CAFTA through, which they're going to, and the people that I'm surrounded with is put an ad in the paper hiring international immigrants, no benefits, shade tree provided. That's the only thing that I could see of putting in front of these people's faces and see what's wrong with this ad. There's no one in here around me that's interested in anything. They're interested in Wally World and Burger King. And
yeah,
that's
it. We know all of that. There's no question. But the only thing we have to do is make these criminals, and I call them political criminals, who are in Washington right now, make them understand that they are going to have to be the victim or object of our collective wrath. That is the only thing that is ever going to make a difference. And we need to keep calling. We need to keep challenging them. They come home now for summer. They come home at recess. They come home to meet with their constituents. You attend, as we have done, every single meeting you can, and you embarrass them in front of everyone. You force them to take a stand, and if they don't, you galvanize to get them out, because that's the only thing left. Besides the cartridge box, my friend.
Yeah, pray God CAFTA will not be passed, but I can reassure you we will, CCIR will consistently publish a list of those who voted for it and identify them as traitors and target them to get them out of office.
I'll tell you, Rick, in my area, they're all worshipped and no different than their pastor. I just implore anybody that has the funds and the means to stick up an FM transmitter in their town quickly.
Yeah, well,
we're
doing that, too. We're expanding. And, hey, we need more rowers at the oars. There are people who could be, you know, carrying the format right now and then can be broadcasting to every little hamlet in this country. Because I see, one thing I see for sure, I see the pocketbook speaking louder than anything. You know, you can talk till the cows come home about morals, values, principles, America. That doesn't matter for beans until the individual who's no longer got a paycheck or can no longer afford the taxes now gets raving mad because he or she knows the time has come where they're going to lose their home. They're going to lose their property unless they fight now. And there's nothing more convincing than them losing their property or their paycheck. Go to it, man.
Yeah, that's all I had to say.
You said it well. Appreciate it, Todd.
Bye.
All right, now, I see that we're coming up on the next break, so I'm going to ask Rodney and Mike to bear with us. We will take your calls in the next 10 minutes. Stay with us. And Barbara Coe will stay till the end of this hour, and then she's getting ready for her meeting tonight. And definitely, if you are in that area, the Southern Cal area, you don't want to miss out. And I urge all of you to get on the horn and go out if you're in that area. What town is it again that you're meeting in?
Garden Grove, California.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, let's do this, and let's remind you again, the fund drive is on, the pledge drive. Pledge whatever you can to rbnlive.com. We have to win this battle. We have to continue and grow like never before, and I hope and pray that that will happen. I know that if it does happen, that I will be here rowing at the oars, and everyone will be working together to make this the number one voice of real talk radio in America. We want to see Americans defecting now from talk radio, coming to us, just as they have defected in recent years from the printed pages, New York Times, The Post, all of them now, sustaining losses in subscriptions, losses in people reading, and they're coming over because they know they're not getting the truth. So that's the important thing. Call the number, 800-724-2719, and get online, log on to rbnlive.com. Click us on. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back with more.
It's true, gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website.
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Okay, we are back. Rick Adams with you on the National Intel Report. John Statmiller will be back with us Monday afternoon. back from his hiatus, and I think he's coming back stronger than ever before. I'll be filling again Friday. I'll be filling in once more this week, and we have scheduled the author of the book directly from London, A War on Truth, 9/11, Disinformation, and the Anatomy of Terrorism. Nafiz Mossadegh Ahmed will be with us. Fascinating book. Tonight we'll be back at 8 also. In the next hour, we have with us part 2 of this equation on the illegal invasion of America, and that's John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. Right now, we're listening to Barbara Coe, and if you'd like to attend their meeting tonight or just get more information, you're in the area of Garden Grove or California, Arizona, call them. They're nationwide now, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's the number, Barbara.
That is the number, and we'll be delighted to hear from you.
All right, let's take another call. Rodney in Texas, you're on the program.
Hi, Rodney.
Yes, Barbara, how are you? And Rick,
yes.
You do an excellent job, friend.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you.
And so are you, Barbara. I'd like to be real brief here. Number one, this thing with CAFTA. I just read a quote from Dennis Haster out of the Wall Street Journal where he's saying that this will bring jobs to Americans. And on one, he's saying that on one hand, and on the other hand, the Wall Street Journal is saying that consumers here in this country, they're losing confidence in the economy because there are no jobs. Mm-hmm. And isn't this what they said NAFTA would do, that it would create all these jobs?
Right, and they lied.
I don't understand.
Well,
why
it is creating. Well, wait a minute now. It is creating jobs, but not in America.
Right.
Well,
the
catch.
But the article said in America, okay?
Yep.
So it is a lie. It's
yes.
an outright lie. Dennis Haster
mm-hmm.
is a liar, and people, you know, when you go into a courtroom situation to defend yourself,
yep.
you're supposed to present facts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not holding these Congress people, accountable for lying and not presenting facts. Now, I read an article off of the Frankly Speaking website, who is also a member of RVN,
right.
where he was saying that basically Congress at this point in time have no incentive to really serve the American people, and here's why. They have such a cushy retirement, you know, after
mm-hmm.
they serve a term or two.
Yep.
There is absolutely no incentive for them to do any real service for the American for their constituents.
Right. We know that.
I mean, and so, you know, I'm praying. I'm like Todd. You know, I'm a little apathetic because, you know, when you see all of these things, people lying, Dennis Haster, nobody's being held accountable. Bush is out campaigning, saying that this is good for the American economy, and we see the Congress really has.
Let's keep fighting, Rodney. Look, we're out of time. Thank you for calling the program. Thanks for your compliments. Barbara Coe, again, they can reach you, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Thanks
Absolutely.
For joining
and
us.
I just want to share with your people, don't ever forget.
Absolutely.
People power will prevail.
You bet. Stay with us. Barbara, thank you.
You bet.
We'll be right back with more.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned. Mike, stay on the line.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great state grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.